Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I made it. The Lord helped me. Are
you
there, Brother Max? I'm here.
Yes.
I made it. The Lord worked it out. He moved me up in the schedule, and all things worked well. I didn't do my very best, but that wasn't the Lord's fault. And but anyway, it was okay. There was a huge crowd. Joel Rosenberg sitting on the front row, and they moved my time without telling me, and it discombobulated me a little bit. I didn't have my things all together and all ready, so I was a little bit slow in getting started, but the Lord helped me, and then I could tell when the anointing kicked in. And so I think that he did have, you know, it did some good, not because of me, because we're only human, and humans are not perfect. But praise the Lord, he gave me the platform, and I think that I talked on the judgment of the nations. And, of course, people are there from all the nations. And I believe that he did finally get that through to me. Someone knocked at my door. I have to answer that right now. Bless the Lord. Oh, Toda Rabah, thank you. I had run off and left my purse, and they brought it to me. So I got discombobulated, and when I left, they asked me to the platform before it was quite ready, so I had my purse with me and all over my shoulder, so I just dropped it there. Then the next speaker came up, so I couldn't go back in and get it. But anyway, it's a long story. All to say, God brought it out okay. And I really trust it was better than I thought it was. Shelley said it was. She said it was effective. And so we just trust it, and then we'll have another opportunity in the morning. So it was good. It was good. And I thank you all for being on the line. And I do know utterance came. It did come. Utterance did come. And God did get me here. So here we are. Praise the Lord.
And, praise the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. People are here. They had thought maybe not many would come. Because, I mean, they couldn't get here because some of the airlines canceled. But the people got here. Some of them flew 48 hours to get here. Isn't that amazing? And so they're here. They're here from all over the world to stand with Israel. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I told them, you know, that we'd be praying, that we'll pray for Israel, and we'll certainly do that before this call is over. Brother Max, did you have anything you want to say to the people?
Well, I just want to say, you know, standing with Israel again is a huge thing in the eyes of the Lord.
Oh, huge.
We are blessed to be on this prayer call every Wednesday, every Mawad. And I just want to thank everybody for their commitment of being on this prayer call. Praise God. He's doing mighty things. He's doing mighty things. Don't look
he's
at
doing
the
doing mighty things. And he's doing mighty things through you. Michelle Bachman spoke before I did, and she pointed out that the World Health Organization is trying to put in something right now that would literally bring global government into being. And right now, the meetings are going on today. We prayed against it right there, and we're going to pray against it here on this line. And they've been coming up against confusion so that they're not getting anything done, and we want that to continue. I'm telling you, folks, prayer, prayer, prayer is of utmost importance in this hour. That's what God told us the other day. The main thing you can do is get on your knees and pray. Well, maybe it's not so easy to get on your knees. It's so easy for me anymore, but I can pray in my prayer chair. Bless the Lord. I do want to say something and do something before we start. Another opportunity to help. And we're a little late in getting in on it this year. As you know, CHIP and Champions for Christ brings 800-plus young people to Branson every year for Champions for Christ. That's C4C online, C4C. And capital C, number 4, capital C. And they're getting ready to come to Branson. They'll come there in the end of July. But we've taken it upon ourselves, the WWPs, to send the young people to see the Sight and Sound Theater productions of the Bible. They are tops. No Broadway production is better. And so this year, it will be a repeat of what they had last year, Queen Esther. I've already seen it twice, and I want to see it again. It is so magnifical. And so these young people get to go and see an amazing production, and they get to see the Bible literally come before their very eyes to life. So Chip and Candace, I saw one of the young people to go to this, but they didn't want to raise the fees to get to the rally for the young people, and their budget didn't cover it. And I said, we'll do it. WWPs will do it. And so for $50, you can send one young person to this amazing production of Queen Esther. That's $50. You can send it to us. You can do it online, billybrim.org. But you have to say something like Queen Esther or youth or C4C, something so that our people will know that your credit card giving or whatever way you give, text to give or whatever, it has to be notated that it's for C4C, it's for the young people, it's for them to go to see Queen Esther. And so I know that you're going to do it again this year just like you did last year. And, of course, we have Native American kids coming. We have kids that have never had an opportunity to see something like this. And so it's great for you to do. Another thing I want to say is it will be 15 minutes after the hour. Boy, do I realize what that means here. It's not 12:15. It's 8:15 this evening that we're going to have our next time to hear from God. And, oh, I so want to hear from him today. I'm in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. Things are happening. You see how they are. And so, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, in the name above every name, we lift up Israel. I lift up the leaders. I lift up the leaders of this land. They have got to know what to do. They have to make the right decisions on the battlefield, the soldiers, the commanders of the units, and also the prime minister and the war cabinet. And they've got to know what to do, and they're just men. They're only men, humans. I don't mean just males. Some are women. But they've got to have your guidance. And in the name above every name, I'm right here in Jerusalem, and wherever you are, I want you to point toward Jerusalem with your right hand. And I want you to join me in this prayer to lift up the leaders of Jerusalem, to lift them up in the name above every name for God's counsel and for his guidance. He said to us, you are, hallelujah, bless the Lord. I don't know where that sound is coming from, but God knows that it's there. And you'll just trust him. What?
You think I should be muted because I am well, maybe because I initiated the call and then you muted everybody. Maybe I should mute.
Whatever. We'll try that. Bless the Lord. Interruption in the prayer, Lord, but here we are back. And it sounds okay now. I think it's good now. No, there it goes again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I trust we're still on there. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And
yeah,
Lord, I want
now,
to lift.
Oh, still there.
Well, bless
the
Lord.
I
Father,
yeah.
In the name above every name, we turn this phone call over to you. And we ask you in the name above every name to take it over. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I take the blood of Jesus and I apply it to this phone call. And I do say, hereby, you get your hands off Satan. Don't you touch it. None of your imps. Nobody can touch this Moed Wednesday call with God. We're going to pray and God's going to hear. Father, you know what I prayed, whether the people know or not. And I prayed for Israel's leadership, and I'm praying for America's leadership, and I'm asking you for some leadership, Lord, that will lead us to the blessing of Israel. Dear Lord, we are not satisfied to be on any other thing, any other side, but the Lord's side. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. And Father, help us in our prayer. Give us the utterance that we need. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shatati kohula kapa, kanchi di kohula kasito. Iri kombravra dalakaya na kohula kambrakta na kohula kaya na kohula kanga. Ishata kohula kambrakta na kila kangara ande neko uruko pangi ili kambrakta tiri konganga. Oh, Father, oh, simato, oh, mi pako, kukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukuk
Father, you make it good. If on the look of breaking a high, Mishwa, Tokoborkatavre, Father, in the name above every name, I worship you, Palikom, Brahmadesh, Kubrakati, and the Horo Manak. If on the Lodohishedia, if on the Koromita, they go down to front and they go to Kabalatita, the Gombraki. Meshato, no kohulakanya, ne kohura kambaki, ale kogaratito, ishanturo gohuleke bravra diano, no kobri vradoshe danjeni kobrakye. Lovrata halakaya, no kohulakafe katagahalaki. Doors, the doors may open. Nikolakaba, the doors will open. Avratasha, ale kohulaka. Time, this is a tricobara halaya. The time, Lord, the time. Mekora batito kopari. Mishoturu gohubane tonyene. Abram, throw danya, Nicola. Ijandolo kohola kai. Kakaletinye ne kohoro koto osheta tafu. Ijene kohoro kapahala kai ne kohola kapata. Fatiano, karaka danya ne kohola kabata. Nikola Kahalaila, Motanya Kapa, Pashatara.
Gibele tu ramai, makalako onje, beshemaka. Ikalabre vretia, motua, bradaje, non, le qua, bejudo de joie, bejudo de gobatra, timuku, patilinia, ne corre paia, na cola capra, uta, taka, acci. Ishantoloko tangaraka halaila. Mashete neke hilaka. Kibile donde maratai etu de gobako shete, could you put me shapapa la kombreka vrata, de la kutu, muchoke, la kombreka vrata. Mishu, mani ne kwa, vala doje, la kombreka vrata, la kombreka vrata. Mashu tebre. Vili dahalai, neka lago holaka. Nagilandiyanka. Shita tatanya neko hula kovrate, neka abra katagambra kataka oche, neka haka masok. Kebre hitanya neko hula kafra, kashita tazim. Kashita ko fara manika la kore ke bebe lesiona ko hora mananya ne ko ose. Ishana karale iti dika anye ne ko hora katashka. Baladore ya manaka halai te enye ne ke le kabra katafrati de ko kawishe ke le kubra kashande. Imantore mega ilando isheke barika lakai. Kavita kani ne ko hura. Shatolo goholaka. Bebra doshwa, makoloko holeke, kenyeke leke ita. Baraldinia no kohratai. Kafika dolo kohraka. Masutolo go, mahitano kaki, laki danyata, kohida andambe. Ishina karakatatia, onde le kobrafe, kale kanga, ishan toktope. Kalika vrange e chano kohora kapaya na kohulai. Izo dojwa patora kantiakta za kohulai kapra. Iji dojwa ala gangange ele gangaradie brandiakta rabakai imiando amaka ayamomo kolapa ayamomo so baba laki ba toto doko papa, toto doko papa. Iso to prele koto topa kila to kumbre shita la kohora ma. Shita la kahari noja da gopre ke de gavalahila. Ivri de hishak, da koto hishak. Kiribri hita, no kaleke diyake. Ivri da shanti de kohola kaka. Shonto do go brevre da shanta do go umbre kafratia do go ole kafratia. Eje di go joa, masito la koho vlakeana, na koho la kafratia. The doors, my geishas, fato, ka la kafratia, na koho la kafratia. Oso me le tfresko dora manaka, marako doske di kanga la kotiete. I vedo qua fra tu e scendi e ne corre capapa. Che
Kili dahalai, makolokaha, makolokopeba. Vision in the nombre, kalakai, ene cobre, ke fractia, no coro papisco. Dilibra tua, sho, to de kahalai. Igalagombre freti, anakora katai, asukota pakaja ke. Father, Dushwa, to the go oshendi. Vitwa nakorokotombre. Ijiriko twa ene korokabito kapri kakiando to go oshendi. I'm so robo gobra etere kapra. No, paka, don't robo barata frate. Ijato goromanaki, the go leke prahala kofrekti anto to go obedio. Ishano mo qua fra cade go ole che bida cara cadiacca de go poi sciacciata a sopra e fra tasha ishando lo go ole che bra na co a co tosh che denge de go la caffacchia libro fo 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 na li dance te le go da sha Galigo debre vre mekalo donje bete dika. No. Mangolo kopra nangi ni kakia. Ujwa te le kaholo kapra. Magilon djenge le kodo shekje le kodo shke bante le kodo e shakjone. Iandoro go bre fredashke. Najon dobli kada koholasi. Gesham dore patika halaila. Ema no kohola kai. Ema no kohola kai. Ato no go prafato nero, bevre, dujwa. Bu bravito, bu bravito, konga la vita, la gege, nangoro, bodabri, che ti kufra. Putwa, ti mi kufabri, che te go leti, amo kupri, kafroni. Oh, si barataska. Oh, si barataska. Marco le depri fra dani mi kohulai. Je do to shwa, se ko to kohula kipa. No, la vitania. Dibro dva, junto, janda vakari, ame da kohula kakaka. Ko jende le kohula kakaka, ashonde le kohula ile. Bijwa to nene kohula kapapa. Kashkotore makai ele danyora mali danye kere kadashu. Kifra dojwe dadogora manakara kadale kaya. Akele do nene kohula taya. Gevele dushka, gevele dushka, gevele dushka. Pakele kofre, kakele danye. Ibele twa matora manakai. Sibrata hashandele kohula kapa. E calacavalo doge da copre preduscia. Dududuscia, na coloco brida bradaglia di cola cabra. Mesciotto. Chi vede duscia, a coloco bretete. Mora bagaia, nangala pizza. E che sciacai. Ah, è la tica. Kabika kaha, anima karakatati, anakara katahala kabrika to kofret, liko shakya. Bishwa toramana, malako kari anakoholete. Igele kapre, ishata kohola kafrakya. Don si panyaka noe vretye. Ko babri dasho, takola kambi dekora. Gavardi ashantotapri kafra kataya. Oh, Father. Melu dabra kafreti. Ishire manuwa masoka do gohote ante. Ishire gohote go prafra kataya shakti. Ishire kalatanya ne kohore kototi ata kohole kefra. Scendo la cohora. Gravidania la cohola cacca. Alle danie che cohola. Yes, oh my God. Oh yes, oh yes. Makula kapale kasa. Mijon de le kala. Agala dim rabani ni kohula kapra. Nashko tobre kete prahalaila makura katanya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your chesed. Thank you, Father, for you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for everything, the blood. Oh, God, thank you for meeting with us. Thank you, Father, for condescending to use us, we who are in the flesh. Absolutely undeserving. But you, who in the Spirit have made and chosen to make a covenant with us through our blood brother, our King, our Lord, our Savior, and to look at us through Him and condescend to meet with us, it's just such a blessing and an honor, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
First line.
Thank you,
like
Father.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. No one will stand against you, Israel, America, in prayer, church. No one will stand against you, Israel, America, in prayer, church. That's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
No one will stand against you, Israel, America, in prayer, church. Next line. This one is underlined. My best for you is better than you think. My best for you is better than you think.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord.
Then you give us James 1:7. James 1:7. Oh. Few more lines here. A little longer, I could tell. Moving the envelope here. Okay. So James 1:7, next line. I am your God. And I want to give you good things. In prayer together. This assignment. Okay, I'll read it again. I am your God. And I want to give you good things in your prayer.
In together. Your prayer?
In your prayer, yes. In your prayer together. In this assignment.
Thank
I am
you,
your
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. I'm gonna read it again because some people didn't finish it here. I am your God, and I want to give you good things in your prayer together on this assignment.
Is that underlined?
No.
What has been underlined so far?
So far, the second line, my best for you is
okay.
Better than you think. That's the only one. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next line. My goodness to you, my children, start, long ago. My goodness to you, my children, start long ago. And now, yes, the rest of it goes like this. And now, in prayer with my friend and prophet. So I'll read the whole line again. My goodness to you, my children, start long ago. And now in prayer with my friend and prophet. That's the line. My goodness to you, my children, start long ago, and now in prayer with my friend and prophet. Next line, Psalm 107, verse 1. Psalm 107, verse 1. Proverbs 16:16, verse 3. Proverbs 16:3. This one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Believe that I have more for you. Yeah, that's the line. And it's underlined. Believe that I have more for you. Believe that I have more for you. Underline. Next line. You are to see through my words. You are to see. Oh, see it. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll read it again. You are to see it, I-T, through my words. You are to see it through my words.
Mm.
Next line. Matthew 25:21. The book of Matthew 25:25, verse 21. Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Next line. This one a little long. Well, not really. I'll read it here. Keep your strength in me. I made you stronger than your enemies. So I'll read the whole line again. Keep your strength in me. I made you stronger than your enemies. Got that, Miss Willie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Deuteronomy 29, verse 9. Deuteronomy 29:9. Joshua 1:7. Joshua 1, verse 7. Deuteronomy 28:13. Deuteronomy 28:13. Deuteronomy 28:13. Next line. This one is underlined. Remember that I am over all. A-L-L. My voice in you. Okay, I read it again, but this whole line is underlined. Remember that I am over all my voice in you. Remember that I am over all my voice in you. And this was underlined. Then he gave us Psalm 29, verse 3. Psalm 29:3. Job, the book of Job, 37, verses 4 and 5. Job 37, verses 4 and 5. Next line. And my thunder will judge the earth. And my thunder will judge the earth. And my thunder will judge the earth. Then he gave us 1 Samuel 2:10. 1 Samuel 2, verse 10. This line is underlined. I cause it to happen. I cause it to happen. Underline, the whole line.
Now that word cause does not have a D on the end of it. It's not past tense, right?
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I cause it to happen. And it's underlined, praise the Lord. Next line. Listen to the sound coming from my mouth. Okay, that's the line. Listen to the sound coming from my mouth. Listen to the sound coming from my mouth. Next line. It lights the earth from one end to other. more to it. Okay, I'll start all over again. It lights the earth from one end to other to save you, Israel, church. It lights the earth from one end to other. It's not like to another, to other. To save you, Israel, church. That's the line.
Let me read that back to you to see if I've got it.
Okay.
Listen to the sound coming from my mouth. It lights the earth from one end to other to save you, Israel, church.
Correct. Except when it ends with my mouth, that's the end of the first line. So listen to the sound
right.
coming from my mouth. Yeah, that's the line. Then okay. Just want to make sure you got that. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gave us Job again. And he gave Job 37, verses 1 through 13. Job 37, verses 1 through 13. 1, 3. Oh, next line is underlined. I am your God who, listen. That's the line. It's underlined. I am your God who, listen. I am your God who, listen. Next line. So I am your God who, listen is underlined. Next line. My judgment is here. I am. My judgment is here. I am. My judgment is here. I am. Next line. Oh, you give us 1 Samuel 2:10 again. Well, 1 Samuel 2:10. Samuel 2:10. Next line. My voice and authority. My voice and authority. My voice and authority. Next line. The sound of my thunder shall light up the world, and I will shook shook. That's shook, right? And I will shook the earth. It is me. Okay, I'll read it again. The sound of my thunder shall light up the world, and I will shook the earth. It is me. Oh, church, it's my time. Sorry, this line is really long. I just noticed the continuous.
You
want to
start
read it
over
again.
And then, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, the sound of my thunder shall light up the world, and I will shook the earth. It is me, church. It is my time. The sound of my thunder shall light up the world, and I will shook the earth. It is me, church. It is my time. I believe you got it.
Mm-hmm. I think so. The sound of my thunder shall light up the world, and I will shook the earth. It is me, church. It is my time.
That's it. Praise the Lord. Then he gave us Isaiah 30:30. Next line. I have fixed, F-I-X-E-D, I have fixed the day of judgment. I have fixed the day of judgment. I have fixed the day of judgment. Then he gave us John 5:22. John, the book of John 5, verse 22. Then he gave us Acts, the book of Acts 17:17, chapter 17, verse 31, 3, 1. Acts 17, 31. Next line. I tell you this today. Oh, 2 Peter 3:7. So all in one line. That happened a lot. The Lord give us that. Mm-hmm. I tell you this today. 2 Peter 3:7. I tell you this today. 2 Peter 3:7. Yeah, I tell you this today. 2 Peter 3:7. Next line. And I will judge them for all. A-L-L. And I will judge them for all. Pass the line. And I will judge them for all. Matthew 7:1-2. Matthew 7:1-2. So the line before that, and I will judge them for all. And next line, Matthew 7:1-2. Next line. This line is underlined. I will act and I will do it. Oh, sorry, there's no and here. I will act, I will do it. And this is underlined. I will act, I will do it. Next line is Job, the book of Job. 34:3-4, verse 12. Job 34:12. Next line. You are to know that you have me. You are to know that you have me. You are to know that you have me. Next line. Ecclesiastes. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. 12:14-1-4.
Max? Are you there? Hello, Max? Did we lose you?
Are you there?
Mm-hmm. I lost you for a while. Okay. I got it. The last thing I got was
The phone
just
dropped.
Quiet. Okay, I got Ecclesiastes 12:14.
Yes. And the one before, yeah, I'm sure you got the one before. You ought to know that. Okay. And then he gave us Psalm 130, verse 3. Psalm 130:3. And then the signature, trust in me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your merciful, merciful kindness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. I need to reposition myself a little bit here. I'm just so thankful to the Lord, so thankful to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful that we go on the line and there he uses us. And he even spoke to us about our assignment today, renewing it almost when he says it.
Yes. I know it's God.
Hallelujah. And so he begins with, "No one will stand against you, Israel, America, in prayer, church." And then underlined, "My best for you is better than you think." James 1:7. "Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." Is that right?
James 1:7. That's what it reads.
Oh, I'm wondering if it's 1:17. I think it has to be 1:17.
Okay, I looked at 1:17.
"Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." That's it. It's that one. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, I just, when I see a number and I see something like before it, I don't say it because I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, it's James 1:17 for sure, because it's talking about God's best. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation or shadow due to change. I am your God, and I want to give you good things." In your prayer, together in this assignment, "My goodness to you, my children, start long ago, and now in prayer with my friend and prophet." Psalm 107:1. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his hesed endures forever." Proverbs 16:3. And you all know that if you've been on the line long, I know we've got new, and so hesed is not just love, not just kindness, not just steadfast love. It is his obligatory love, because he's in covenant with us. And that endures forever. His covenant with Israel endures forever. His covenant with you and me endures forever. And I'm trusting that the covenant with America. But that's my own thinking here. Proverbs 16:3. "Commit your work unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established," or "your plans will be established." Next line is underlined. "Believe that I have more for you You are to see it through my words. Matthew 25:21. His master said unto him, oh, ho, ho, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I felt like I did a bad job today at the Jerusalem prayer breakfast. Shelley said it was good. And I know the anointing kicked in and it turned out well. But I said, Shelley, I sure wish. I don't know if I said it out loud to her, but I thought it in my mind. I sure wish the Lord would say today something like, well done. And he did it.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Father, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm telling you. Of course, I'll let all the rest of you in on that, too, but I'm going to take that personally.
Amen.
I can almost cry right now. It's so precious of the Lord.
Well, because, Ms. Vida, you're humbling yourself. You know what I mean? It's just, God is so good. He's lifting you up.
Yes,
He's
he
lifting
is.
Everything for
yes, He's encouraging me, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. And he's saying, you know, and Shelley said, you know, that I trust the people were blessed and they got it. And I could tell when the anointing kicked in, bless the Lord, and I thank God for that. But I tell you, I did say that to him. I said, Lord, if you could, just on that word. And he did it. He said it.
He did. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just so thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephesians 3:20. Now, I'm reading in the New American. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly, beyond all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him, oh, that was it. That was it right there. It stops with the 20th verse. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, and that's a message to me, too. He did far more than I think. He's the one that does it. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The next line, keep your strength in me. I made you stronger than your enemies. Deuteronomy 29:9. Keep, therefore, the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. Joshua 1:7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, being that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. And then Deuteronomy 28:13. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall only go up and not down if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, being careful to do them. I believe that's the message right there for those two men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. And that's what we prayed. That's our assignment.
That's what we prayed.
Next line, underlined. Remember that I am over all, my voice in you. Psalm 29:3. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. And of course, those words, I'm going to read it again using his name. The voice of Jehovah is over the waters. The God of glory, Elohim, thunders. Oh no, here it's El, the word El. The El of glory, the God of glory thunders. Jehovah is over many waters.
Hallelujah.
He's over it. Hallelujah. Job 37, 4 and 5. After it, his voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice, and he does not restrain the lightnings when his voice is heard. God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does great things that we cannot comprehend. And that was the ESV. And my thunder will judge the earth. 1 Samuel 2:10. The adversaries of the Lord, Jehovah, shall be broken to pieces. Against them he will thunder upon them. He will thunder in the heavens. Jehovah will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king, and he will exalt the horn of his anointed. Now, folks, this is from Hannah's prayer, her prophetic prayer, the mother of Samuel. After she received Samuel, she took him up to the tabernacle and gave him to serve there, little old, probably from 2 to 5 year old Samuel. Then she has this prayer prophecy of thanksgiving. Now, this is the first time that we hear in the earth the word Messiah. That word anointed at the end is Mashiach. And it calls him King Mashiach. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his Mashiach. And so here we see the King Messiah mentioned for the first time in Scripture. Isn't that wonderful? And it's mentioned in connection with judgment. That's what I'm talking about today. Judgment of the nation.
You know what? Sorry to interrupt, but you know, the Spirit of the Lord telling you that these verses, even Deuteronomy 28:13, he is telling us that he is in charge of the water and the earth, and he is the one who thunder. Because we have so
His
many
judgment.
Things in the water. Yeah, we have so many things in the water. There is a whole enemies in the water.
He is the judge.
He is the judge.
And this word thunder, it's always used when it's talking about his judgments. It uses words having to do with storms. Now, whenever I'm going to interject this right here, whenever that helicopter went down, I immediately thought of Psalm 83. And I did a video of this. Many of you watched it. It's on my blog.
Yes.
But it mentions there that he will bring judgment, and it will include thunder and storms and fire. And his judgments always have to do. Whenever you read about thunders in the earth, it's going to be his voice and usually judgment. And that's what I spoke about today. We're in the end time. The end of days, judgment of the nations. And that's why we pray for our nation. We must pray for our nation, that we get leaders who will lead us in a true repentance, a true turning back to God, and a true turning to Israel. Because we don't want the judgments that follow if you don't. Next line, underlined, I cause it to happen. He's the judge. He's the only judge. He's the one that thunders. Listen to the sound coming from my mouth. It lights the earth from one end to other to save you, Israel, church. And now he gives us Psalm 37, 1 through 13, before he gave it to us already, just verses 4 and 5. But now he gives us Job 37 again. When he does this and repeats things in the Word, it's always for emphasis. So here we see Job 37 given again, and this time it's verses 1 through 13. Is that right? Yes.
Yes, Job 37, 1 through 13. Did you read Samuel, 1 Samuel 2:10?
Yeah, that's the one about the judgment. Mm-hmm. And King Messiah. That's the one about the King Messiah that we just read from Hannah's prayer.
Okay, mm-hmm. I was thinking. Yes, sir, go ahead.
But the second time he gives Samuel, 1 Samuel 2:10. He gave it the first time already.
Right, okay.
And my thunder, and then he said, I cause it to happen. And then he said, listen to the sound coming from my mouth. It lights the earth from one end to other to save you, Israel, church. And then he gives us Job 37, 1 through 13, a number of verses, and he's going to give us 1 Samuel 2:10 again now. But right now we're on the Job 37, 1 through 13.
Correct.
At this, and I'm going to read this in the New American. At this also my heart trembles and leaps from its place. Listen closely to the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that goes out from his mouth. Under the whole heaven he lets it loose, and his lightning to the ends of the earth. After it, a voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice, and he does not restrain the lightnings when his voice is heard. God thunders with his voice wondrously, doing great things which we cannot comprehend. For to the snow, he says, fall on the earth, and to the downpour and the rain, be strong. He seals the hand of every man that all men may know his work. Now, that right there, God's judgment is going to stop the hand of man. And people are going to know it's not the hand of man that did this, it's the hand of God. Verse 8, then the beast, I'll go to verse 7 again. He seals the hand of every man that all men may know his work. Then I'm going to say a little bit more about that. Let's just look at the wars, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Everybody's going to know it wasn't the hand of man. God did it. I felt that way about the helicopter crash.
Yeah.
God did it. Verse 8. Then the beast goes into its lair and remains in its den. Out of the south comes the storm, and out of the north, the cold. Now, that is verse 9. That's in the, I'm going to see what that word is, south and north. Okay. Actually, I'm going to do it literally. I don't like the New American here because it doesn't do it literally. Literally, it says what the ESV says. So I'm going to switch over to the ESV. From its chamber comes the whirlwind. The word is whirlwind. and cold from the scattering winds. By the breath of God, ice is given, and the broad waters are frozen fast. He loads the thick cloud with moisture. The clouds scatter his lightning. They turn around and around by his guidance to accomplish all that he commands them on the face of the habitable earth, whether for correction or for his land or for love, he causes it to happen. Selah. This is talking about God's hand in judgment. And uses the very phrase he just said to us and underlined, I cause it to happen. So we can we can be watching about it and praying about it. Next line, underlined, I am your God. Listen. My judgment. Who listen? I am your God. Who listen? Underlined. My judgment is here. I am. That word I am, of course, is his name, Jehovah. And then he gives us again, 1 Samuel 2:10, when Hannah prophesied there would be a king Messiah. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken down to pieces. Against them he will thunder in the heavens. Jehovah will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed, and that word anointed is Mashiach. So this speaks of the king, Mashiach. He's coming, folks, and he's king over the whole earth. And a judgment will precede this. And that's what we just about read about, that judgment in Job 37:1-13. Judgments are already here in the earth. Mm-hmm. And then there will be that final one before he sets up his kingdom. My voice and authority, the sound of my thunder, shall light up the world. And I will shook the earth. It is me, church. It is my time. Isaiah 30:30. And Jehovah will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and the descending blow of his arm to be seen in furious anger, and a flame of devouring fire with a cloudburst of storm and hailstones. Wow.
Hallelujah. It's power. Praise God.
He's done it before, and he's going to do it again. There'll be a final one. And there'll be, anyway, you can read it yourself. He's used hailstones before, right here, against the Syrians. He's going to use it in Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. I have fixed the day of judgment. John 5:22. For the Father judges no one, but he has given all judgment to the Son, Acts 17:31. Because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead.
Oh, my Jesus.
And that was the New American. It says the same thing in the ESV. He has fixed a day. King James says he has appointed a day. It means the same thing. He has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. And, of course, this is the man Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I believe it must be getting very close. I tell you this today, 2 Peter 3:7. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. I believe this is a judgment that's coming through, actually the glory fire, the glory of God. The unrighteous will not be able to stand in it. Wow, it's all about judgment today. At least I have my subject right.
Yeah.
That's what I talked about at the prayer, Jerusalem prayer breakfast meeting. Okay. And I will judge them for all. F-O-R, for all. And I will judge them for all.
And I will judge them for all. Yeah. That's the line.
And then Matthew 7:1-2. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. It's not your place to do this judging. And so, the Amplified Bible, and I'm speaking of the Amplified Classic, do not judge and criticize and condemn others, so that you may not be judged and criticized and condemned yourself. For just as you judge and criticize and condemn others, you will be judged, criticized, and condemned. And in accordance with the measure you use to deal out to others, it will be dealt out again to you. I'm watchful. I'm very watchful about how I treat others, how I treat God's anointed. I've done it for years because I knew, I'll just say that. I leave it to him. I leave the judgments to him.
Amen.
Next is underlined, I will act, I will do it. Job 34:12. Of a truth, God will not act wickedly, and the Almighty will not pervert justice. And that was the New American, and it uses the word act. Other translations use do, but I'm going to use that because it says act. Surely God, and here it is El, surely God will not act wickedly, and the Almighty, that's El Shaddai, will not pervert justice. You are to know that you have me. Ecclesiastes 12:14. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. Other translations, like ESV, says God will bring every deed into judgment, with every secret thing, whether good or evil. King James says God will bring every work into judgment. Bless the Lord. Now, I believe that for the church, we go before the judgment seat of Christ as far as our salvation is concerned. A year born again, and he's already met that judgment for you. But after you're born again, then you are accountable for your works, your deeds. Everything done in the flesh, and then you'll be rewarded for that, or it'll disappear under the glory. Okay, Psalm 130, verse 3. If you, O Lord, should mark our iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? And that's the truth, folks. If he went by my sins, if he went by that I've ever committed, my iniquities, I wouldn't stand. But thank God, Jesus took that. He stood for me. He stood for you. Before he bore it all. I read one translation where God caused our iniquities of all time and all peoples to meet and fall upon him at the cross.
Mm.
So thank God. That's our hope. That's our truth. That's our salvation. We need not think of ourselves more highly than others. We need not set ourselves up as judges. But we do need to know that evidently it's very near. Remember, God loves earth too much to leave it like it is. He loves you too much to leave you like you are. He's going to judge wickedness and take it out. And folks, that is not a bad thing. That is a good thing. But only if you're in him, or you're in the perimeters of the group of people you're in, or wherever you are. I know that God is he does all things right. People who have never heard of him, or this or that, whatever, praise the Lord. He does all things right, and he makes the right judgments. Not me, not you. We don't know. But whatever they are, we're praying about them, and they're coming. And, oh, my Lord, in the name above every name, I do want to lift us. I want to lift up my country.
Yes, Lord.
I want to lift up the United States of America, Lord. They've sinned against you. And there in the book of Daniel confess the sins of his nation, of his people. And so we do that. But God, we know the meaning of the word repent, and it means turn. And we really, to make a turn, we're going to have leaders that would lead us in making a turn back to God, back to blessing Israel, back to blessing God's people, the church. We need it. We ask you to supply it in the name above every name. Lord, we're just so thankful, so thankful. So, folks, we'll meet for our prayer meeting at 15 minutes past the hour. Then we'll pray again, and he'll give us more. And we'll be allowed to pray more, and we'll get
the interpretation. We just thank you for it. It's such a marvelous, marvelous thing that you're doing here with us, Lord. So, Brother Max, and do you have anything else? I do want to remind the people now, $50 will send one young person to see how God saved Israel through Esther the Queen in the most marvelous production. So you can send them to us at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks online, by text, by giving, whatever way. But you have to mark it that it's for C4C. You have to mark it, or you can say Queen Esther, or you can say youth, and it will get there. Or you can go online, C4C.com or .org, I don't know which it is. C, capital C, number 4, and C, C4C. And you can give right straight online.
Ms. Billy?
Yes, sir.
Let's pray for this meeting with Chip and Candace, C4C, and for the children.
Oh, my God, the children. Their
minds. Let's pray for them.
You know, the Lord, let's pray for them, because Satan's made such a battle. He's made such a claim. He's made such a try to get the minds of the young people. Dear Lord, my Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, make a way for each one that needs to come to get there.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name above every name, I lift them up. I lift up the Navajos that are coming. I lift up every single child, every single young person. Father, and I lift up what will come off that platform into them, that you will make them the oracles of God. I saw in the scriptures, in the Psalms, Lord, where you said that the lips of a king ought to be the oracle of God. And I was reading that just this week, meditating. I can't remember which psalm. But you said the lips of the king should speak the oracles of God. And then in the New Testament, you said, if any man speak, let him speak the oracles of God. So whoever speaks at that meeting, I'm one of them, Chip, Candace, others, Mark Hankins, Lord, speak through them and penetrate the hearts of the young people. Raise them up a veritable army for God, everyone that's there. Some of them really don't want to be there in the beginning, but by the end, you've worked on them, you've changed them. And Father, we want to reach out to the young people of the earth. Oh, my God. We do have to repent. We do have to confess that we haven't been the very best with the young people entrusted to us and to our churches. Not seeing that they always see the place of Israel, and there they are out there marching, Lord, and they don't even, some of them raised in church and they don't even know what they're saying. But I ask you to grab them. Some of them are your own. We're asking you to grab the others and bring them to your very self. Please reveal yourself to the young people of the earth, Father, before these days of judgment come to their fullness. Please draw the peoples of the earth to your very self. Reveal yourself to them. Oh, you're doing it with the Muslims. You're doing it in Iran.
Yes.
Father, do it with the other young peoples of the earth. In the name above every name, we humbly pray and know you'll do it. Because you said if we ask anything, and you challenged us. You challenged us with this scripture last week in 1 John. You challenged us to use our faith. And if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And here right today, you told us you listen. You're the God who listens. So we know you hear us right now.
Yeah.
And we know that if you hear us, we have the requests we ask of you. And I pray, I want to reach out to the young people who are connected with every person on this call.
Lord, you spoke about our assignment. And as you're assigned workers, soldiers in the prayer army, servants of God, please, Father, everyone on this line, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, their nieces, their nephews. I'm asking you, Father, to visit all of them and reveal your very self to them and call them to a greater walk with you, or call them out of darkness into light very plainly. And I expect to hear from somebody on this call, lots of somebody's. My son was away and he called me just in another day or two. My daughter was out there. I hadn't heard from her in 3 years. But she contacted me and she's coming home. Father, thank you for it. I know you do it. And I thank you for it. In the name above every name. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, I'm quite sure I haven't heard anything from Prayer Mountain. I'm sure they'll be out there at noon, be praying. Then they'll have fellowship and eat together. Have a good time in the Lord. And so, 12:15, then we'll begin. 15 minutes after the hour, we'll begin to pray. Shalom, shalom from Yerushalayim. I'm looking up at the sky of Jerusalem right now. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.